We know that people shop based on price and choice and convenience, you know, whether that's online or coming into the city. But increasingly, it's about experience. And we know that actually the businesses in Canterbury are leading on that, just providing free family-friendly events, inviting people in to come and have a play. So Whirligig Toys is a great example of that. And so is the Foundry Brew Pub, where they brew and distill on site, so you can kind of come in and see for yourself. And then we've recently now have two escape rooms in historic locations, which people love, not only visitors, but locals as well. I think high streets are having to adapt and things are changing a lot. But I think that is just the point. It's a transformation we're in the midst of. And of course, we take all of it really seriously. And as a business improvement district, we're here to make things better for businesses and for the customers and clients that come in to see them. But, you know, Canterbury is in a great position, and I think other high streets are as well. But things are changing quite a bit, and we're seeing retail change a lot, and we're seeing actually the business community leading on creating fun experiences for people and different reasons for people to come into a city centre. I think we are going to continue to see change on the high street, but what's interesting is that John Lewis, for example, opened two new stores last year. So what we're seeing is that the big retailers who have a mix of physical and online are doing really well. We also know that more than 80% of sales still take place in bricks and mortar. And we know that the proportion of sales for some of the big chains that's online is increasing. But even they recognize the significance of an actual physical store presence. So I don't think we're going to see high street chains disappear. Some, it will be tough for some, but those who have a strong online presence as well as a physical presence, I think will continue to do well. But looking at the independents, what's interesting is that they tend to be more robust at the moment.